phantom again.
This time, we are small in numbers. We are great in series. Because, my dear friends, we are few in numbers this time. We will not embark upon a new knowledge this time. But what I would like to say to you all is still something that I would hope for you, each one of you, consider when you leave this room. Often, my dear friends, we have spoken of other beings who have interested you and who you believe to inhabit other planets. This we have discussed on numerous occasions.
Yes.
But, my dear friends, what I would like you to consider this time is a little closer to your own world. We have spoken of nature spirits, I know. But how many of you know and understand how many other beings inhabit this planet? Would anyone wish to comment, or shall I continue?
Yes, please.
Could I just query, when you say other beings, other beings in spirit?
In a different form from the human being. All comes from spirit.
Yes.
How many people in your world have dismissed the creatures of the earth, the water, the air, the fire? What I wish to say to you, dear friends, are you of the opinion that all of these beings are only figments of imagination? Or do you so believe that there is more than what you can visibly see? We are not speaking of spiritual beings, but different elements of beings.
energy?
This is something we will discuss fully when the other members are present, because I feel the time is right now for your understanding to grow about your own planet. Who here would dismiss the fairies in the woodland? Who here would dismiss all those beings who help your nature? Who here would dismiss the fire elements? So many beings who inhabit this world with you. Would anyone now like to comment, please?
Oh, I was just thinking, it's when you're in a place that's quite wild, like a wilderness, you feel there's as much, there's a freshness and an energy around you, more than perhaps when you're in a city or something, as if
yes.
The nature spirits are present.
Yes. So you do not dismiss these creatures.
No. I think there's never any gap with nothing. I think everything's full.
Yes.
Full with beings. Spirits.
It gladdens my heart to hear you say such words, my dear friend. This subject has been much maligned in your world. I intend to go more fully into this subject, as I have said. But what I wish you to do, my dear friends, this time, is to take these few simple words that I have given to you and to think about them carefully. Because when we return to this subject, I will not expect that is the wrong word, but I hope that you have come to some conclusions about the beings within your world. Beings not visible to you, but who belong to a different energy pattern than yourselves. Because until you have these visions, you are not fully aware of what your planet is about. It is time, my dear friends, for your awareness and your vision to expand. For that inner vision to become clear. Because, you see, my dear friends, there is so much help available to you from all of these beings. Do we have no comments about this, please?
Yes, I think again this is something that people at the of our past on this planet have been more aware of in times when life was less material and less complicated. Like those of our past have had a greater awareness of these spirits of nature.
Yes, but it is not only materialism that has closed mankind's eyes, but his fear and his own thinking, which have closed down his visions of these beings, who after all are part of the whole existence of your planet. They are of importance to all of your existence, because without their help, life for humankind could not continue. I do not want to say too much without the others being present, but I want you just to realize and think about what we have within this world, which most of you at this present time are so unaware of, so blind that all of that help cannot be appreciated, that your love cannot go to all these beings who work so hard on your behalf. Do you understand, my friend?
Yes.
I know I am speaking about a subject, as I have said, has been scorned, that most people will dismiss as delusion. But let me tell you that those people are the deluded ones. So, my dear friends, take these thoughts with you this day, and think not only of nature spirits, which we have discussed in part, but see what else you can come up with. Think carefully, but more than think, feel.
It's not a little thought that the celebration of the springtime renewal, as it happened thousands of years ago, little bits that we do know of. It must have been quite a spiritual occasion, the springtime renewal.
I understand what you are saying, my dear friend, but why only springtime? All of existence is constant renewal. Renewal that is worked for. Renewal that is given in love. Renewal that is governed by that cosmic love. Nothing within this planet remains ungoverned by that love. Therefore, try not, my dear friend, to section only one part of living. Because all of your existence is spiritual love. You understand? I do think that you will find our discussion when we have full numbers to be of interest. It will give you more to think about. It will, I hope, open up those spiritual eyes, because it is the spirit that needs to see. The physical eyes can see, but only if governed by spirit. You understand?
So it would be possible for some people to actually see
But it is only those spiritually aware that will see. But it is possible to see, of course, with the physical eye. But the main attribute is to offer out unconditional love to these many creatures. Their task on this planet is of utmost importance. And although, and I will say just this, although many of these beings do not have the same opportunity of advancement as usual beings, their contribution to life is such that they cannot be dismissed. Do you understand, please?
I think it connects, does it, to the work that goes on in places like Findhorn, where they work with these entities a bit more, and there's a more of a loving relationship going on, so that their vegetables grow bigger. And
I would say, yes, that is one aspect of what we will discuss. And to take that example is, yes, indeed a fine one. After all, I suppose it is known to all of you here how the race known to you as Indians, Red Indians,
yes.
How they communicated with these beings who enabled their harvests to be rich and plentiful. Yes, my dear gentlemen, you have touched upon one source of what we will discuss. But there are many, many beings who all come together to work together with you. Provided, and again I will say it, provided they can feel your unconditional love, they will work with you and for the betterment of your living.
Is it seven sometimes, the different things which
wisdom to nature, the trees and
of course
pesticides and so on.
And without going into too much detail, which is not my intention this time, I will tell you that yes, they have feelings, perhaps, if I could use that word, and they will react to anger and violence and all those negative feelings that humankind is so prone to. Yes, of course.
So they make us see things much differently.
That is my intention. But I do feel it is a topic that needs to be explored now by each one in this group, not only a few of you.
Yes.
Therefore, my dear friends, take my words with you. Think about them carefully, and perhaps you will be a little more enlightened by your own thought processes before we come together again. I know it seems to leave you with half a thought, but that was my intention. Because now you will need to work harder to try to understand what I wish to tell you. Oh, do not feel disappointed that I have given you so little this time, because you will find that in opening your hearts and minds, that you could be influenced in the way of thinking which I am trying to encourage. So I leave it with you, my dear friends, and we will discuss this a lot more fully, more deeply, and I hope that by the end of our discussion, each one will be a lot more enlightened. Now, before I leave you this time, I wish to say to the lady who is leading you that we would like to use you this evening, if you are willing. Use you in a guided meditation.
Yes.
Please just allow yourself to relax and let those come close to you who are standing nearby.
Yes, I'm trying.
That is all we ask. You can do no more than that.
Thank you once again.
My love, as always, stays with you.
May love goes with you. We look forward to it next time.
Yes.